Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Regulators in the EU and UK have opened an antitrust probe into Google's agreements with Facebook, now Meta, over online advertising. US regulators are also investigating the agreements. Google and Facebook reached agreements on minimum and maximum bids, which are not unusual in the advertising space. However, the concern is the relative dominance of the two companies meant the agreements had an outsized and anti-competitive effect on the advertising market. Tracking device company Tile launched their anti-stalking safety feature Scan and Secure for iOS and Android. The feature was first announced in October 2021. Within the Tile app and without needing an account, the scan option takes up to 10 minutes to complete and requires the user to move from their original location while it's in progress with Bluetooth and location services on. Scan reports can be saved, and the company states it will work with law enforcement through court orders to identify owners using tags maliciously. Last month, Apple updated safety features for tracking unknown AirTags for iOS and Android. Automotive News reports Ford will sell some Ford Explorer vehicles without chips for rear seat climate controls. Rear seat heating and cooling will still be controllable from the front seat console. Chips for the vehicles will be shipped to dealers to install within a year, and impacted vehicles will receive a price reduction. Ford stressed this was a temporary measure to speed deliveries during the chip shortage. India's Paytm denied a Bloomberg report that it violated rules about sharing data with China-based entities that owned an indirect stake in the bank. Paytm called the report completely false and sensationalizing, with a spokesperson clarifying all of the bank's data resides within India. Paytm has been barred from signing up new customers while it undergoes an audit by India's central bank because of material supervisory concerns. The bank has not clarified what that means. NortonLifeLock's purchase of cybersecurity company Avast is under investigation by the United Kingdom's Competition and Markets Authority over the deal possibly harming competition and giving British customers a worse deal. The CMA called on the companies to submit proposals about the concerns or face an in-depth probe. NortonLifeLock said the investigation will delay the completion of the $8.6 billion deal, previously expected on April 4th, to mid to late 2022. Bloomberg reports Apple supplier Foxconn Technology Group resumed partial operation in Shenzhen while the city remains locked down due to a COVID-19 outbreak. In order to gain approval after Monday's lockdown, the company adopted a closed-loop process to insulate employees. In a statement, Foxconn said the closed-loop system can only be done on campuses that include both employee housing and production facilities, and the company is also closely following and applying the government's pandemic prevention measures. Axios reports Slack cut off access to some customers in Russia to comply with international sanctions, as well as policies from parent company Salesforce, which will exit business in Russia. Several directly sanctioned organizations were locked out of accounts without notice and were therefore unable to download any data before the shutdown. The company told Axios in a statement, "Slack is required to take action to comply with sanction regulations in the U.S. and other countries where we operate, including in some circumstances suspending account without prior notice as mandated by law." Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky signed a law Wednesday clarifying the status of cryptocurrency assets in the country. Crypto exchanges will have legal authority to operate, regulated by the National Commission on Securities. The bill passed Parliament February 17th after the president had rejected a previous version in September. The Ministry of Finance is working on amendments to the country's tax and civil codes to fully launch the market for virtual assets. Arm previously stated the company required the cash infusion from NVIDIA to maintain itself, and now that the sale has been cancelled, The Telegraph reports Arm told staff between 12 and 15% of its workforce may be made redundant, roughly 1,000 people. Arm CEO Rene Haas said in an email to staff, "To stay competitive, we need to remove duplication of work now that we are one Arm, stop work that is no longer critical to our future success." Parent company SoftBank intends to take Arm public in the future. Amazon closed its acquisition of movie studio MGM on Thursday. MGM holds the rights to nearly 4,000 films and 17,000 TV episodes. No word on how MGM will be integrated into Amazon Studio, and MGM franchises include James Bond, Rocky, and the Pink Panther movies, among many others. Netflix is conducting a test of two new features meant to combat password sharing with people who do not live in the same household. One feature will let people take their profiles, including recommendations and viewing histories, to a new account. A second feature will let account holders add up to two out-of-household members to the account for an extra fee of around $3 a month. Those extra members would have their own logins and passwords. These features are launching in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru. Reuters sources say Alibaba and Tencent are preparing for layoffs in the tens of thousands as the companies adjust to new regulatory rulings in China. Alibaba has already started letting some employees go. The crackdown, along with a slowing economy, has slowed both companies' growth. Tencent has around 94,000 employees and Alibaba around 39,000. And Twitter removed its tab timeline interface from iOS, which previously showed a separate tab for algorithmic and chronologically sorted feeds. Twitter said it did this based on user feedback. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.